Okay, inside looking out. I think that we should pray. Not in the pathetic, religious way that some women may think of. Or do, but you know, dear God, please help us here. Or send some to help us. Because we humans are messing up or are about to. Place from within the heart of the most big, powerful leaders on the planet. Light them up. Make them see that they have the ability, the power to make this world hell now, or a very nice place where we operate. Share and support each other so that we all can get what we need. Times more than we need. You know, there's so much to share from on this planet today. But you know, it's there in the hands of, you know, half of the resources, so to speak, are in the hands of 1% of the Earth's population, while 50% of it together doesn't own that much. No, 90% I think it was. I don't know. Something. But anyway, we should pray like that. Because miracles have happened before, and we are also collective here on this planet. And you know, people like Carl Jung even spoke about us having a collective unconscious, whatever you call it. And if nothing else, by praying like that, loudly if we want, on the media if we want, then that may spread from heart to heart and make us wake up and rethink. Stop and think. And then, you know, decide to join the upwards going spiral instead of the downwards going. And even if only us ordinary, good-hearted folks, which most people are, can understand this and wake up and make that decision, or whether our great intellectuals and powerful leaders do it first. Well, it can spread from the grassroots, from the top, but that's how to save this world. We all know it. case you don't, where I become a cynic, thinking that there is no hope. We humans are just greedy, selfish bastards. Then check out the next episode here, and you may get a surprise. We'll make something very positive there about how we think humans are actually. That all of us live are ultimately very nice and bright and good. And full of love instead of all those shady things that go on today in this strange dream.